Conversation 10. The anniversary present.
How are you getting on with that digging, Harry?
I've done about half, Mrs. Brown.
Well, I'd like you to stop for a moment and come over here. There's something I want you to help me with.
What do you want me to do, Mrs. Brown?
I've decided to get rid of these ugly rhododendrons, and I'd like you to help me dig them out.
Rhododendron roots are awfully tough. Shouldn't we wait for Mr. Brown to come home? I could do the job with him.
But he mustn't know about it. It's to be a surprise. By the time he comes home, I want us to have dug up all the bushes and planted something else in their place.
What are you going to put in, then?
I asked Mrs. Eccles next door to let me have some cuttings from her roses.
Will you get them to grow in this heavy soil?
Oh, I expect so. The nursery advised me to try lilies, but I've always wanted roses in my garden.
Maggie, are you out in the garden?
Yes. Just coming, darling. I'll have to go in now, but it won't take you much longer to finish the job, will it? I'll come out and plant the rose cuttings later, after tea.
Has Harry been working in the garden, Maggie? I hope you told him not to water the cucumbers again.
Yes, I did. I've been helping Harry, and we've got a surprise for you.
Well, there's a coincidence, because I've got a surprise for you, too. A first anniversary present for our house.
How lovely, Jim. I didn't expect you to remember. What is it?
Well, you've asked me several times to do something about that rhododendron hedge at the bottom of the garden. So today, I called at the nursery and bought these.
6 more rhododendron plants.
Yes. It'll look much better when there are more bushes down there, don't you think? Not so straggly. Now, what about your surprise, Maggie?
I think it had better wait till after tea. Yes, Jim, it had definitely better wait till after tea.